Philip Phillips on Coast 93.1, who is coming to hang with us next week. And if you want to be there, you have to be a member of the email club. And this is like your last alert, okay?
Yeah.
I think the last email with the link to sign up, the exclusive email club only link, is going to go out tomorrow.
Oh.
So if you're not in the email club, but you know, by then you're not going to get in.
Yep.
And it's invite only. You got to be on the list. It's going to be at Kelly and Jay's restaurant, Smoked. And if you'd like to be in, then you better get in the email club, okay?
Yeah, so, no, we can't just get you in.
No.
That's the 30th, right? Tuesday the 30th?
It is Tuesday the 30th,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to put that on my calendar because I'm heading over. I'm going.
Todd heard free food and
Philip
said,
Phillips.
I'm there.
Well, I'm a huge... I loved him on American Idol.
So did I.
Amazing.
I remember voting.
Same.
Yeah.
He reminded me of like Dave Matthews
back then.
And I don't
totally.
You know. He's matured since then, but he was great.
Yeah, he's good. He just seemed, I've never met him. I've talked to him on the phone.
Yeah.
Strangely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, he was with the record label guy who I was talking to, and he goes, "Oh, Philip wants to say hi." And I was like, okay.
Oh.
Like
hey,
that stuff doesn't just happen.
Yeah,
like,
right?
I was like, oh, and then I was like, but what do I say? Like,
yeah.
How you doing?
Right.
You know, what you up to? You know,
he was like the one who sort of changed the game for American Idol because he had a guitar and he had.
Yes.
He wasn't just like, not that Carrie Underwood or Kelly Clarkson
was bad.
He
wasn't just pop.
Right. Yeah. He was like a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's coming. Yeah, if you do want to get on the list, you got to get in the email club. It's very easy to sign up. Just go to coast931.com. And now that, so every time I write a Philip Phillips email, I like to make sure we have the setup ready to go and everything.
Yep.
I find myself doubling all words.
Oh.
I literally just sent an email that said, Philip Phillips, signups. Like, you know, how are we on the registrations?
Sure.
Jay and I were laughing about you yesterday and your idea for the sign.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jay was like, what? Just, like, you didn't get his text? He thought it was hysterical.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm sure that drives him crazy.
He didn't even see it. He thought it was really funny.
No. Phillips.
Oh.
I'm sure the whole double. I'm sure people are like, do you want a coffee? Want a coffee? like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like everyone wants that inside joke with him.
I'm not the first one to have thought of this.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So I'm sure that he's really annoyed by that.
Yep.
So it's like when that girl Romy called our show, a woman.
Yes.
And I said, oh, how's Michelle? You know, and she's like, eh.
And that's
exactly
what I said to her when I met her 2 days prior.
Exactly. You know, so I feel like I need to really make an effort not to do that when he's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you want to sign up for that, you got to get the link in the email club. So sign up for the email club. And we don't spam you with emails because that drives us crazy, too. So we send out like one a week and it has exclusive links like this or contests that you can't win on the air that are like secret or, you know, like... you know, they do the little keywords for pre-sale tickets, like stuff like that. So, yeah, it's worth it to be in, and we don't go crazy with that. So, coast931.com.